For this Shabbat, we have a little meditation, and we can certainly combine it with prayer. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it talks about wings that lift us up to the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It can even mean exchange their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So we pray that the inner Shabbat, the Shabbat of the heart, would be always with us through what you have done for us. Even more through that work you have done for us, even though the work you do in us is very important. We yield to your work. We yield to your enlightening. We ask for forgiveness for our sins and ask you to help us to put away every weight, every false burden, but also to bear faithfully the right burdens and cast off false burdens. Help us to rise up with the wings of the ascended life of the Messiah, as it is in the book of John. In Malachi, my king Malachi, or Malachi, chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, "Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." This is very unique, this expression, healing in his wings. "And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Well, the wings can be a covering for us. As we'll see in Psalms, we'll be reading a few of those verses in a minute. But we also pray that those wings that take us above the earth's viewpoint, the earth's pollution, that lift us up to the atmosphere of heaven, the life of the Spirit, those wings, there's a healing as we leave the contamination that comes from the earth. And we do recognize God created the heavens and the earth, but I mean things that are contaminated in the earth. So that's beautiful. "Healing in his wings, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken me according to your word." So his word, particularly the word of grace, the word that he made an atonement for us, and the resurrection life, that brings healing. Lord, we pray that we can walk in that healing, which is even more than healing, it's life, resurrection life. But that type of a healing, which gives us the transfer from the old to the new things, Lord, renew us in this, please. Thank you that you will do it. We thank you in your precious name. Then we have some wonderful verses in Psalms. Psalm 18, verse 10. It says, "And he rode upon a cherub," or keruv in Hebrew, which is an angel, "and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind." That's when God came to rescue King David in his battle. Now in Hebrew, wind and the spirit, ruach, is the same word. So we can very well understand it also, that he rode upon the wings of the spirit. You remember that in Genesis 1-2, it was the spirit of the Lord who was hovering. The Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters. And then God took action by saying and stating, let there be light. So the Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God, even in a feminine way, like it's in the word that way, it's a feminine word, a feminine verb. So he moves, and God, the Spirit moves. It's even in a feminine sense. And then the Father acts. And of course, where is the Father? There's also the Word or the Son and the Spirit. So God is on a move. And also Spirit causes the natural wind. So sometimes it is a wind, sometimes the Spirit. And God moves in all these ways. Psalm 36 verse 7. Psalm 36. There we have verse 7. Very beautiful. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. When we read that, we remember how our Lord said concerning Jerusalem on the top of the mountain, he said, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers the chicks under her wings, and ye would not. I'm the one who wants to cover. How excellent is your grace, O God. Because of that grace, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Grace is the key. Grace comes in the Word. Grace comes as we pray the Word and meditate the Word and practice the Word. Grace comes when we fellowship with other believers, when we take advantage of fellowship opportunities. There's grace. The wings of God cover us. And when we spread that grace to those that don't know that wonderful grace, we're covered by His wings. Well, those wings were particularly on the top of the tabernacle. When you go into the holy place, you see the wings there. You see the wings there on the roof, covering. And that's actually the extension of those wings that are upon the mercy seat, covering the mercy seat. The mercy seat is so covered that God wants to make sure that there's a fellowship of that mercy seat. The law is on the inside. The good word of God that we could not keep is there. And the blood is covering the top of the mercy seat. And God covers that mercy will remain there forever for His people. So, also in Psalm 55 and verse 6, it's a wonderful verse. It's a wonderful verse, Psalm 55 and verse 6. And it says here, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. When we don't sense, or we may forget the wings that are covering us, we may forget how wonderful our God is to us. And the enemy seems more real than those wings that cover us. We're not aware. We forget. We can get fearful. We can literally be in a place like the psalmist here, that we would just like to fly away. But it's interesting, he said, the psalmist says, with wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. We do need to have that rest. But actually, we don't really need to fly away to have that rest. Our soul feels like we need to fly away, we need to get away, we need to escape everything. Too much trouble. We have been there, you have been there. But when we see those wings that cover us, like all the time, we don't need to fly away. However, the wings of the dove are very important. We're going to run into that soon in the other verses. Psalm 57 verse 1. I love this. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. So inside the tabernacle, the place of those covering wings, right inside the tabernacle, there's quietness. And when we appeal to that mercy, we may not be in a visible, physical tabernacle, but we are in Him as our tabernacle. We've been invited to live in the Messiah as our tabernacle. I in you, you in me. So we can ask Holy Spirit, we can ask God, let your Holy Spirit make this so real to us as you have promised. Actually, I personally believe that in John chapters 14, 15 and 16, we have a very good description what that means, that we are tabernacling in Him until these calamities pass over. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So in God we have a place of refuge. Psalm 61 verse 4 is also wonderful. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covered of thy wings. Selah. So this is a powerful meditation in this verse. It's like saying the tabernacle and those wings go together. The mercy seat, most important room, is the Holy of Holies. There's the mercy seat covering the Holy Ark. There is that place where the wings of the cherub, kruvim, or cherubs, however it was said in English, the cherubim wings are covering, and there's the fellowship of mercy, covering of mercy and grace, which the whole tabernacle is all about, that covering. And also it is connected to the four coverings of the tabernacle itself. That really translates to what is in a new covenant ministry. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers. That is a fourfold covering where the wings of God are covering the fellowship. And in today's terms, we can say that when we have a living fellowship of the body of the Messiah, we do have that covering. God is speaking to us. We pray for one another. But let us move on to the next scripture. And that is Psalm 68 and verse 13. This verse is somewhat, a little bit mystical. Psalm 68 and verse 13. Some people have felt that it's a little bit hard to interpret, understand. Though you have lying among the pots, and the first sentence, or first part of that sentence, lying among the pots, could also mean you have been with the fish, with the flesh hooks, or the vessels where the sacrifices have been kept. It can refer to those vessels or those hooks or the pots themselves, where was the flesh of the sacrifice or the meat, the flesh of the sacrifice. Yet ye shall be is actually in italics, as the wings, the literal is the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with green gold. Now that is really those are the wings that we need. Those are the wings that give us the real escape from carnality and even false condemnation and everything that just tries to put us down. Whether it's the darts of the devil or temptations, trials that try to drag us down to the mud. And trials, temptations in themselves are not sin. Sin is when we yield to them, of course. So, what is this verse 13? First part of it speaks about sacrifices that are done. That relates to the Messiah's sacrifice. The once and for all, it is finished. That finished aspect of the sacrifice, which has to do with atonement for our sins. Atonement has been carried out, and there's nothing that anybody can ever, in any age, add to it at all. The atonement is complete. But the second part, the wings of a dove are covered with silver and her feathers with green gold. Silver and gold. Silver speaks about redemption and the power of redemption. And the green gold speaks about like organic gold of God's divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature, like Apostle Peter says. So, there is a dove that has the power, the redeeming power, to make that atonement so living for us that we do not get under false guilt, as we always bring all of our troubles and sins to Him. Then the guilt aspect is not there. Actually, it's all paid for. So, that is the silver of redemption, and we belong to our beloved one. We belong to him. We do not belong to the contamination of the earth, not even ourselves. But we are washed, cleansed, daily, moment by the once and for all sacrifice. Wonderful. And her feathers with green gold, yellow gold, rather green gold, greenish gold. That is the gold of His divine nature, where He grows His life in us, where we become literally partakers of His divine nature. Now, that does not happen outside of the Messiah. Messiah's human nature is glorified. It's brought to the glory. And we tap into His nature that way. His divine nature is His humanity. It's been brought to glory. And we as humans are tapped into that, so we get the love and light and glory and holiness and all that. We get that wonderful risen life as the fruit of the Spirit, in the form of the fruit of the Spirit. But, however, we never become everywhere present, omniscient, all-knowing, everywhere present. All these characteristics of God, or we could say perfections or attributes. We do not share those attributes where He's the Creator, but we do get that blessing of being partakers of His divine nature as the glorified humanity shares that with us. Abiding in the vine, we are the branches. That's amazing grace. Couple of more thoughts, and then we can say that we hide these things in our heart. Psalm 91 verse 4. Psalm 91 is a wonderful, wonderful psalm of protection. And verse 4 says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So he will cover us with his feathers. Under his wings we shall trust. The more we look to those wings, and this is symbolic, we look to his presence, his work, the work of the Spirit, how he applies what who the Messiah is and what the Messiah has attained for us. The more we look to him, and of course when we say to him, it's in the scripture, privately and in context of the fellowship. Yes. The more we look to those wings, under those wings, we will trust. The trusting in him is like an automatic response from our heart. We're not looking at our own trust. We're not looking to our own hearts to produce that trust. But thank God that it says, under his wings shalt thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So I don't think we ever have too much that truth in our hearts from the Word, from the fellowship of the Word, from hearing his Word. Yes, that's right. Of course, we need to keep in mind that we need to chew, pray over the Word. What everything we hear, we need to pray over. And that becomes fellowship. And that becomes a desire to share that with people that are inside the house of God and those that are not yet in the house of God. Very good. Psalm 139 and verse 9. When we share these things, I remember how our Lord said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good desire, your Father's desire to give you the kingdom. We may be a little flock in the eyes of the world, but you are so important to the Father. You're so important in terms of who he makes you in your inner man, and you will reflect him. And the other reason is also, we are his body, so through us he reaches out to others. Blessed are those that pray, that intercede, that spread the word, that spread the word, that spread the word of the kingdom that is the inner kingdom, kingdom of the heart, the good news that it's been finished. Psalm 139 and verse 9 further says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. It's literally wings of the dawn. There's a womb of the dawn in Psalm 110, but here is the wings of the dawn. Yes, the dawn does give us wings. The dawn does give us hope. Hope of the new day. New day, not in terms of this world, but the King is coming and the King is risen. First of all, the King is risen, and the risen King, who is also the Lamb, is coming. But wherever we are in the earth, even in the uttermost parts of the sea, yes, even there shall thy right hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If anybody is in unusual circumstances, almost overwhelmed tonight, like not knowing what to do and how to even have faith, Father, we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that would become so real. Even there, in any circumstance, you will lead us. And where do you lead us? Proverbs 4:18, your word says that towards more and more, towards a perfect light. The path of the just is a shining light, shining more and more towards the perfect day. So thank you, Lord, that we can hide these words in our hearts. We are cleansed by the precious blood as we bring ourselves to you, and always bring our sins and burdens to you for that cleansing, for the power of the Holy Spirit that comes with that cleansing. Thank you, Lord. And renew us with those wings that are covered with silver, and they have that green gold of your own nature and your own power of your own redemption that stands forever. So encourage us, O Lord, in these very, very difficult days, these challenging days, as we wait for our Lord to come. And bless everyone who listens to this in your precious name. Amen.